Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This week, the minds behind In a Nutshell are kicking off a year's worth of storytelling at the Sophia in downtown Sacramento. Once a month, personal stories are told live on stage, similar to the long-running Moth Radio Hour. In a Nutshell is described as part comedy, part confession, part catharsis, and all topics are on the table. This month might be a little taboo for some. The theme of Friday's show is stories of substance, also known as Drugs Are Nice. It's an evening of true stories about the moments when drugs didn't lead to disaster. Instead, these experiences go somewhere else and what remains after the substances leave the body. I sat down with In a Nutshell co-creator Keith Lowell Jensen, as well as one of the featured storytellers, Shane Moss. Well, Keith, it's a new year and it means we're back at it with In a Nutshell.
Yep, so excited. They gave us all Fridays this year. And now we've learned from last year. This year, we're take no prisoners. Gonna really do it up.
Awesome. And of course, this is at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater. So tell us about the theme of this month's In a Nutshell. It's called Stories of Substance.
Yes, these are positive drug stories. This is, You only get to hear the negative stories, but every once in a while, this, and I'll warn sensitive listeners, but I'm about to say something possibly troubling to some people, but occasionally people do drugs and actually have a good experience, and these make for wonderful stories. Not myself, of course, in case my daughter's listening. I am a teetotaler who I only drink coffee, but...
You've heard through the grapevine.
I've heard people like our featured storytellers tell all kinds of wonderful stories about the adventures they've had.
I mean, you have had so many different themes for In a Nutshell. I mean, it really runs the gamut, a wide variety. How did you decide on this topic? Was this a brainstorming session that led you to the topic of positive stories of using substances?
Well, yeah, this one was mine. We do all kind of throw them in and then argue about them. And my approach is just to think about what stories I love hearing at a party or when we're all just sitting around, you know, chewing the fat, as they say. And I love a good drug story.
Okay, so as a teetotaler, why? What's the appeal or draw for you?
Well, one, there may be rumors out there that I haven't always been a teetotaler, and I'll say no more about that. But yeah, it's just like those are the stories that go to the most unexpected and fun places. I like fight stories. I like drug stories and travel stories, and probably in that order. And when you combine them all, when you travel somewhere, do drugs and get in a fight, I'll put you on stage for sure.
Yeah, I like the description because it's not just about, or not really about the drugs itself, but what you're left with once the drugs leave your body, how it shapes you or maybe opens your perspective.
Right. And I don't know, there's this weird hypocrisy to how we talk about things, because if we said that it was just people talking about drinking alcohol or, you know, I'm actually going to talk about some of my experiences with coffee because I've taken coffee to some unusual extremes. But there are people that do other drugs. I don't know. We only get to hear from the people who did it wrong. And I'm like, there are positive drug role models. There are people who were safe and thoughtful and, didn't get themselves in all kinds of trouble so that they one day get their own public service message.
All right, Shane, I want to bring you in. I see you chomping at the bit. When you heard the theme for this month's In a Nutshell, which you will be telling a story as well, what was the first kind of thought or reaction that you had? Did you just dive right in?
Oh, well, first of all, I have a two-part special coming out this year called Trips through this company, 800 Pound Gorillas, and they are psychedelic-themed specials. So I have plenty to say, and I already have like another two specials worth of material easily locked and loaded. So I have more than enough of these stories to tell. And part of the reason why I like telling them is because I had a long-running science podcast called Here We Are, and I'm very interested in talking with scientists about perception and animal behavior and how the mind works generally. And the general public doesn't care so much about how the mind works. And so I'm always trying to think of ways to trick people into listening to me blab about perception. And psychedelics is a lovely way to do that. As you guys are throwing around the word drugs in the psychedelic space, there's often we talk about the difference between what is a drug, what is a medicine, and what is a poison is usually just about dosing. As you can ask Keith, who sounds like he's poisoned himself with coffee a few times. So, there are ways to do things correctly. And also the lumping all the altered states under the category of drugs is psychedelics are something that are usually kind of just the opposite experience of a lot of drugs. It's usually the last thing that you want to do after, even if you've had a wonderful psychedelic experience, the last thing you want to do is do psychedelics again the next day. Every other drug people end up like alcohol, cigarettes, or whatever, people end up trying to quit. Psychedelics are something that if you want to do them, it's a constant process of trying to start them because no one really wants to do them.
Yeah, and this also comes like within the last decade or so, there's been this shift when you talk about psychedelics and microdosing. I mean, you had like a Netflix documentary, Your Mind on Drugs, with Michael Pollan, who's at UC Berkeley. And so, I understand why, of course, you're a comedian, but you're also a science communicator, a mind explorer. So I can see the intersection. And also, it's kind of meeting arguably the moment to pick a lot of interest from the public and the community, who didn't really think about psychedelics or some other drugs that may be used now in therapeutic settings. They didn't think about it that way when they were growing up.
It's changed quite a bit. When I started as a comedian 20 years ago, and I remember I'd have like a goofy little mushroom joke here or there, and people looked at me like I was crazy. I remember battling with the FCC for months to try to do an adorable little mushroom joke on Conan. And it was like very harmless. It was just about eating too many mushrooms, wandering into a Best Buy, finding myself in the camcorder department, and thinking I was watching a movie about me watching a movie about me. And it's all just a silly, very silly, pretty harmless joke. I don't think was like encouraging drug use or anything. And so we went from that was 20 years ago, to about 10 years ago, the first time I did a psychedelic themed show. People were like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe there's a whole show about psychedelics. Someone's talking about this on stage." To now it's like, oh yeah, my grandma does microdosing now, and it's no like I'm not gonna do mushrooms. That's what elderly people
Oh,
do.
gosh.
So the landscape has changed quite a bit in the last 20 years or so.
So, Keith, what stands out to you about Shane's storytelling style? Because people are going to be taking it all in for In a Nutshell.
He talked about kind of sneaking in his talk about science, and that's how I think of Shane. He is, you realize after you've seen him, because you just laugh when you're watching him. He's very, very funny. He's one of my favorite comedians. And then several days afterwards, you have all these thoughts popping into your head about things that he said, and you realize, like, oh, he did a lot more than make me laugh. And no exaggeration, when we came up with this theme, he was the very first person to be like, well, we got to get Shane. Like, I don't know that we would be doing the theme this month if Shane wasn't available this month. He was our must-have. He's just so made for this subject.
It sounds like what Keith is saying is that the drug guy is very good at brainwashing people, and you don't realize it until a few days
Well,
after
that's one way to put it. Yeah. So please come and get your brainwashed, because everyone loves a nice, clean brain.
Yeah, tickets are now on sale for that. So Shane, of course, is going to kick things off, but you have a really good roster: Kimberly Joy, Jesse DeNota, and also Adam Strauss. So it's a variety of stories that people are going to be taken in.
Well, this is breaking news. Adam just had to cancel, and we've got the amazing and fantastic Kyrie Shabazz. So if we had to drop one of our A-listers, but we replaced him with our triple A-lister, Kyrie, who we keep on hold just for such occasions.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, Shane. So I know that you have a lot in your arsenal of stories that you can tell about your positive experiences with substance, particularly psychedelics. Did that make it easy or difficult to hone in on one story to share for In a Nutshell?
Yeah, it actually, that's a good question. It made it pretty hard, but I just, because it was just like, do I want to try out some new stories that I haven't shared that much, or do I want to do some bangers that I know are going to work? And so I kind of did a hybrid of an extended version of a classic story that I like. So that's what I've put together. But it's not very often that I get to be on my shows are very storytelling, my solo shows, but I always like the opportunity to get on storytelling shows and hear other people tell stories as well. I just really like storytelling as a medium, and as someone that does a lot of stand-up comedy, it's a really nice change of pace to see kind of more of the long form, thoughtful side of orating.
Does it pose its own challenges?
Yeah, if it doesn't work, you're just bombing for 20 minutes straight instead of being able to switch to your like A material or whatever because you're doing like one-liners or something. So yeah, there's always pros and cons. I love storytelling because I can have more of a casual, inviting, like sitting around the campfire with friends type of vibe, which is something that you can't always pull off in traditional stand-up comedy. So there's definitely pros and cons to it, but it's a wonderful art form.
And this kicks off the second year of In a Nutshell. I mean, it kicked off last year. You joined us all throughout the year with these wonderful comedians and storytellers, as I mentioned, a variety of topics. If this is going to be someone's first time going to In a Nutshell, it's kind of a little racy topic. Maybe they're feeling a little uncomfortable, don't know what they're in for. What would you like them to know?
Don't be afraid. I hope that nobody will be, because it's, we knew that the subject might be taken as a little flippant to some people, but really it's just like classic storytelling, and you're going to have a good time.
What do you hope the audience gets out of it, Shane?
Oh, I hope they just appreciate good storytelling, and that's all. I don't have an agenda beyond that. None of my, for someone who has psychedelic specials, I don't think that I don't think that I've ever said on stage, hey, everybody, go and do a bunch of psychedelics. I like sharing my personal experiences, but I don't have any agenda outside of that. I have plenty of cautionary tales as well as uplifting ones. So,
and maybe we'll kick off with that theme next year.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, before we let you go, what is the rest of the year shaping up like? I know things are still taking shape, but it is a full year of In a Nutshell on Fridays.
Well, not to be a complete tease, but we do have some names to drop that we can't say yet. But we got some real exciting people on the roster coming up. And then, we've got more great themes. I love that we're going to do a night about pet stories. And then our NSFW theme, which is further in the year when you're really trusting us, then we'll take a chance. That's the one that really is going to be a little risky. It's just a really fun year shaping up, and I can't wait to see how it shakes out.
Well, Happy New Year, Keith. Thanks for joining us once again on Insight. And Shane, great to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm so looking forward. I love Sacramento. I'm so looking forward to being there. I love Keith. He's great. So I'm really grateful to be on this show.
And that is In a Nutshell co-creator Keith Lowell Jensen, as well as one of the featured storytellers this month, Shane Moss. This month's show is titled Stories of Substance. It's happening Friday, January 23rd at 7:30 at the Sophia in downtown Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. If you want to reach out, our email is at insight@capradio.org. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. Thank you to senior producer Andrew Garcia and Sarit Lashinsky and editor Jen Picard. And a special thanks to reporter Manola Sakaida for her environmental expertise for our Coyote Creek segment. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.